Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned. Hey.
Ha.
Ha.
How's it going?
It's going. I'm in my really cute riding clothes because I just came from the horse show and I have to go back to the horse show. So,
because Brandi won two of her classes last week in horse and array in her jumper class.
A class and a classic.
Sickening.
And now, so that was on Player. Player got to go home. And Cashman is at the horse show today, and I rode him around, and he was pretty good.
What's pretty good?
So Cash hasn't been to a horse show, and I don't know how long. No one's told me anything. I would guess about 2 years. And so I took him this morning, and he was pretty good. He was just very talkative. He was like whinnying to all the other horses the whole time I was on him. So I was like, okay, we can't do that in the show ring. And that's like
cute.
It's not though. They definitely deduct points for that. And but there's like nothing you can do for that, really. There's nothing you can give them to make them stop whinnying. Like I don't know what to do. He wasn't being bad, so it's like there's nothing to do here except just keep riding. So
does he do jumpers?
No, he does the hunters.
That's what I thought.
The hunters.
Yeah.
And so tomorrow I'm going to take him in like a ticket round, which is like a practice round, and see how he is. But hopefully he pipes it down with the winning.
Did you ask Gabby, who owns him, if he does this?
Not yet. I haven't even talked to her. Oh, but so Cash's show name is Big Spender, which cracks me up so much and is so Gabby Morgerman. Like I can't even. And so I went in to get his number this morning and they're like, what's your horse's name? And I said, Big Spender. And the woman started chuckling. She was like, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of a funny name, huh? She goes, no, I'm not laughing at that. She was like, I'm laughing at your number. And I said, oh, what do you mean? And she turned it around and they had drawn on the back of my number and wrote Spender in like giant letters all across the back. And she was like, get it? Big Spender. She was like, we were having a big time with it this morning. And I was like, oh, my God, this is insane.
That's hilarious.
They were getting a kick out of it.
Oh my gosh. Well, he's so cute.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I am up to. What are you up to?
Oh no, I got stoned and I told you there was something I wanted to talk to you about and now I forgot what it was.
Typical.
Wait a minute. Let me think. Oh, I know what it was.
Let's hear it.
Do you actually remember like your, not like even childhood, like do you actually like remember like you actually remember being like in the seventh grade and you remember what it feels like to be in school and hang out with your friends? Because I do not really have a memory of like 20 years ago.
This is the question.
I just really like don't remember my childhood at all.
I don't remember much of mine either, especially school. I have like vague memories, I guess, but like they're not like full, like it's not like I can see like full like scenes playing out in my head of like school, but I definitely have like memories and like flashes of it in a sense, I guess.
Yeah, that I guess I do too.
Zero from elementary school. I would say only like middle school and high school.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like not nothing. For me, barely middle school, like just maybe like very little. In high school, I remember, but it feels like stories that are in my head more than my life.
It doesn't even feel like it was you, huh?
Not at all.
That's kind of how I feel too. My only memory from elementary school, and I can like, I drive by Grassland every day. So like, I actually see it, is I remember like dad coming to school on his motorcycle, and we were all like, my whole fucking class stood outside for some insane reason. And like, you and dad showed up on the bike, and
I actually do remember that.
Yeah. I don't know what that was for, but I just remember it. And I remember us all standing outside on the curb. It was,
I think we were coming to have lunch with you.
Yeah, it was something weird.
Yeah.
Something real weird. So like, that's like a good elementary school memory, but that's kind of it.
I actually know that happened. Yes, I do remember that.
And I do remember that my PE teacher was obsessed with that.
Oh, I don't remember that. But I also, I remember that we would come to Grassland for Trace's baseball games too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I drive by those a lot. So yeah, I don't know, like, I guess fragments, but overall, like, my long-term memory is not good. Like, I don't have
mine either at all. Yikes. Anyway, so I was just thinking about that.
What had you thinking about that?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Fascinating.
Well, I think because like we were talking about, like, people have things like really impact certain people, like, and I actually believe it actually does, like, cause serious trauma. Like, if somebody says something to you that's bad in sixth grade, or like, just had a horrible experience, like, I think it can, like, traumatize you for life. I really do.
Probably.
And I just think that I just don't remember things actually upsetting me for any period of time. I just don't. I feel like you and I are very similar, and we just kind of sweep things under the rug and keep it moving.
Definitely. I do have a memory of, and it's like, I'm like, am I remembering this correctly? But I really think I am. I think I was in fifth grade, and it was like fucking picture day or something stupid. And I was in some stupid dress that's like not what I would normally wear, and definitely probably not my choice of something to wear. And I remember one of the boys like pretending to be like, oh, let me tie your dress for you in the back. And like, I was like, oh, maybe he likes me. And then he like went back to his friends and all started laughing. Like, I do have a vivid memory of that. And like, to this day, I feel like that's why. I feel like that boy like pretended to like me for a second, but like, it was really just a joke. And now I'm like, I feel like I don't ever believe that people actually like me. Guys, I feel like I'm like, even when they're like over the top about it, I'm like, he never really liked me anyway. You know?
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. And even though like, I'm very aware that that's, you know, of that, it's like, I still am kind of like, oh, I don't think he really liked me anyway.
Well, that's sad. And fuck that kid.
I know. I can't even remember his name or what he looked like, but I do just remember like him going back to his stupid friends and like all the boys just like laughing.
Well, look at you now, honey.
I know. I'm actually like, for some reason, I'm friends with a bunch of people from high school on Facebook that I haven't talked to since high school. I don't know if because when Facebook first started, I was in college. And so I guess I friended all those people then. And I just don't use Facebook much. So they're still friends of mine. So I see a lot of people's photos from high school, and they're people I would never speak to anymore. And all I know is all those people from high school, they're not looking so great. They're not doing so great. I'm thriving. I'm looking good. And everybody else peaked in high school is what it's looking like.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think that happens a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that does happen a lot.
Very interesting how that works out.
Yeah.
All those boys that were so cute back then, not cute.
I know. And it's
at all.
Boys over 50 need to get it together.
But anyway, I'm fine. We're fine. It's all fine.
Yep. You're killing it.
I'm doing great.
Yep. I'm going to a wedding this weekend.
Oh, so am I.
Whose wedding?
I'm going to Ryan Falaise's wedding. I already told you this.
Oh,
one of my literally my one and only friend from school. And Ryan and I weren't even friends in school, so it doesn't even really count. But I've known Ryan since second grade. And we actually had more in common than I would have ever thought back then. His dad is a songwriter. And Ryan's so funny. Ryan was in my class, but he vividly remembers Trace because he and Trace had the same hairstyle and the same overalls that they used to wear all the time on the same day accident. So funny. So like Ryan always remembers that about Trace, but Ryan and I didn't hang out in school at all. And then after high school became friends. And now he's like one of my best and longest friends. So he's getting married in Tahoe because I was also invited to the wedding you're going to, but I can't go because I got to go to rent.
Got it. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost. Which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal,
yes,
which
is.
Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing.
I'm
so tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
Hot take. Not to like get all into like the whole looks thing, because looks aren't everything, guys. Truly, they're not. Like, it just doesn't fucking matter. But you know, you want to feel good about yourself. Have you heard of AirSculpt?
I just saw it.
It is all over TikTok right now.
Is that for cellulite?
Maybe. It's mostly like, it's basically like a less invasive liposuction from what I can tell.
Oh.
Maybe it works for some, I don't know. But it's basically like fat reduction. Like they call it body contouring is what they're calling it.
Okay.
It's like the new trendy way to say like, whatever, is body contouring. So they're basically like taking fat from different areas of your body, just like liposuction. But there's no incision. Like it's a teeny tiny little like, I don't know what it is exactly, but they said there's no scalpel, there's no like big scars, they don't really cut into you, but somehow they suck the fat out and you don't have to be put to sleep. You just get laughing gas and like maybe a Xanax or something. I don't know, but it's like an in-office procedure.
Injection.
Yeah, it's like an in-office and everyone's doing it.
Are the results good?
They look great. It's all over TikTok. Like, put it in TikTok and all these before and afters will show up and like all these people talking about it. It seems like a lot of people are doing arms and chin, like under their chin is like, those are like pretty common places to do it. But I want to do like my armpits right here.
Okay,
where I have
but
this, like,
here's
broth
the thing.
That.
If you take the fat out, yeah, then your skin's going to hang down.
So I think they make you wear some sort of compression thing for, you know, a few weeks after or something.
Yeah.
I got the girl who I saw that did her arm. She had to wear like compression sleeves for a while after. Because it's, I mean, it's the same thing with liposuction, right? You got to wear like a freaking like girdle or something when you do that. So,
yeah.
But this is better. You don't have to be put to sleep. There's no scars. And it just doesn't seem like it's as intense of a surgery.
Right.
And like literally all I want to do is just this bra fat. Like it would be so easy.
I think for that, it's probably perfect.
Right? Like so easy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not going to have loose skin there.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. But anyway, I just, you know, I've just been seeing it. I'm just curious if you knew about it.
No.
Not that
but I'm
you have zero fat to suck from anywhere.
Well, but
so.
I do have like the loose skin. Yeah.
That's not fat. That's not fat though. I don't think you can do loose skin.
That's what I was saying. Like, it's not going to help me because it's loose skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I do that, I don't have it. But if I relax, I do.
Mm-hmm. You're nuts.
So anyway,
you just need bigger. You just need bigger muscles to fill
out
your
arms. Look at this gun.
I know your muscles actually look pretty good.
They do. I started back working out. I was off for 3 weeks for the wedding and the honeymoon, and then Dom had surgery, and so I had taken off for 3 full weeks of not working out. So I started back yesterday, and I am sore.
Are you?
Yes, really sore.
It's crazy how just taking a few weeks off can like put you right back at zero.
I mean, like seriously, like I was hurting. But it just proved to me too, and my upper back has just been super tight. And I honestly just like, I can't believe it, but like I couldn't wait to work out because like I just could tell like in 3 weeks, like my body just felt like not as good.
Yeah, I know. So, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
I also, like, on our trip, I think the very first day we did some stretching, right?
Yeah.
And then never again. And at the beginning of the trip, I was like, this is great. We're going to do this every day. We're going to stretch. I'm going to be feeling great. No, we didn't do anything else. And at home, I've gotten back onto my foam rolling and stretching routine. So I missed that while we were on our trip. And then it's been hard for me to get, like, back into it. But last week when I was horse showing, I was like, I have to get on the foam roller when I come home from the day. And the days that I did that, I like felt tremendously better.
Oh, that's the thing that ticks me off about myself is like, I will freaking lay in bed for 4 hours at night.
That is terrible.
And do nothing. And I'm like, why do I not just get in the floor and stretch and do my foam roller while my shows are on?
I know.
But for some reason, because when I do, my body does not hurt.
Yeah.
If I really stretch in the morning, and at night before I go to bed, my body is significantly better.
It's crazy.
But yet I will literally be a lazy ash and not freaking do it.
I know. Same.
It's so annoying. Can we talk about off limits?
Sure. What are you? You're watching something? There's nothing on.
You always go like, Mom, that's so old. But I bet some people haven't watched it, which is Blackbird.
Mom, it's so old. Everyone has seen it.
I don't know. I had never seen it.
Okay. Well, everyone else has seen it. But let's hear it. What's your take?
If you guys have not seen it, you absolutely have to watch it. It is so good. This actor, what's his name?
Taron Egerton.
He is so freaking good. He is cute, but he is just a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
Like, such a great actor. And so is the guy that plays Danny. Is that his name?
Oh, he's amazing.
Oh, absolutely freaking incredible. Like, I can't even believe how great the show is. It's like,
I know.
I love it so, so much.
I think you would really like The Crowded Room if you liked that show.
I just started it last night, but I was so sleepy. 20 minutes in, I had to turn it off. So I'm going to start it again.
Yeah, just know that it's a little slow in the beginning, so you really got to stick with it. And then when you get up to about episode 4, you're going to be hooked.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Honestly, even with Blackbird, I felt that way.
Yeah.
You know, I like it took
Apple
me.
Apple shows are like that a bit.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm going to keep on with that because it looks really good.
It's so good. It like kept me up at night, that story. Like it sits with you.
It's crazy. And I finished season 1 of The Ultimatum.
Oh, brother.
Did
you like it better than season 2?
Yes.
You did.
I think I liked it better than season 2. I absolutely, like with, I'm not, like with season 2, like, I thought it just was a little anticlimactic.
I mean, the reunion for season 2 sucked.
Yeah, it was just really not. And yeah. I haven't seen the reunion for season 1.
Is it out? I'm sure it's out.
There one?
I don't know, actually. I can't remember.
I loved it. And I loved it because it was also like, I do feel like both seasons like kind of worked out for almost everyone.
I know, which is, it seems that way on TV, but in real life, there's no way that's going to happen.
Well, no, but what I loved in season 1 was like, for me, I absolutely knew, I forget his name, but I knew he should not have stayed with April. And like, I just felt
God, I can't even remember.
But anyway, and as much as like it seemed like he was going to, he didn't. And he literally went with the girl that he spent the 3 weeks with. I heard him was Ray. And
That's right. Oh, well, yeah. I loved Ray. I loved them together.
And I just was like, oh, actually, this like seems like it really works because I really felt like she just was never going to get what she needed from, what was his name? He was so cute. Ray and
Zay.
Zay. Ray and Zay.
Zay, yep. Because Zay was also on the other reality show they did.
Are
I can't remember the name
serious?
Of it. So, yeah, they had like a, God, what was it called? Like a grand slam of like all the reality stars from all the Netflix shows went on this other show called, The Perfect Match. And Zay is on that show.
I loved Zay. He was hot.
I mean, he's so cute, but like not, I mean, he's dumber
than
a box of
rocks. And not ready for marriage.
No, yeah. But he's adorable.
So, but Ray was, and I just felt like they ended up, her and that guy ended up being such a cute couple. I'll be anxious to see if they're still together.
Okay, you have to promise me you're going to start with Virgin River.
Oh, I have to.
It's so good. I know you're going to love it.
Okay, should I do that before Crowded Room?
Maybe to give your brain a break from like dark television.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah.
That's what I need to start as Virgin River.
They just dropped season 5 and it's good.
Ooh, I can't wait.
It like gets edgier as it goes, I feel, which I really appreciate.
So do we have any Dear MTs?
We have some Dear MTs.
Right.
Brandy, hi MT. I'm calling from Fayetteville, Arkansas. And my question is for Brandy and also Tish. I am 26 and I've lived in the same city my whole life and I love it here. I absolutely love it. But I feel this burning desire to get out of here just for a little bit. But I'm really freaking out. I don't know if I should move, if I'll regret it, because it's hard to make friends. Anyway, thinking of maybe moving to St. Louis or to Florida or overseas. So I just need some suggestions. Do you think I should do it? Give me some advice. Bye. Love you. Sorry, I'm stoned.
I know your answer.
Oh, 1,000% you have to do it.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
Oh, I absolutely think so, too.
I mean, 26 is so young still.
It's so young. Mm-hmm. Yes. And the thing is you can always go back, you know. And
exactly. I think like a lot of people have this like connotation with moving that it's this big decision and maybe irreversible. And like, but you can always just move right back. Like, it's really not that deep. Like, moving is hard and it sucks and it can be expensive for sure. But as far as like, you know, your options. Like you always have the option to go back. So I was a little bit older, but I decided to move to Denver. And not that I disliked Nashville. I just needed a change. I just wanted something different for a minute. And I didn't even live there a full year. I wish I could go back, but I didn't even live there a full year. And then life happened and like I decided to go back to Nashville and it was no biggie, but I have zero regrets. Like I loved the almost year that I spent in Denver. I'm so glad I did it. And I think that while you're in your 20s, it's the perfect time to do that. And I know you mentioned a couple of different places. It sounds like you're kind of open to a lot of different ideas. Like I think all three places sound cool. I actually hear a lot of cool things about St. Louis. But if you have the opportunity to move overseas and like work-wise, like you could make that work for you, I think that would be the best thing you ever did. I was talking to somebody. Oh, actually, Dom's kids. We were talking about... I was talking to Gus because he was saying he's in school. And I said, the one thing that I didn't do that I wish I would have done is go study abroad. And it made me think of those young girls we saw in Italy when we were in that cute little town.
Yeah.
And they were just running around this cute town in Italy. And we were like, what are you guys doing here? And they were like, we're studying abroad. And I was like, oh, what a fun time.
So
what a great
good.
Experience. Like so, so good. And again, like maybe you only stay 6 months, maybe you stay a year, maybe you stay longer, like you never know. And I think that that would just be so good. So I'm all for it. I say go for it.
And Gus, you know, he loves Korea and that's because he went and studied in Korea for 6 weeks and got mm-hmm. to know the culture and people and made friends. And now he really wants to live there. So yeah. I think it is an amazing experience.
Definitely. So I say go for it. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. But Florida sounds fun.
Florida's hit or miss for me. The people in Florida scare me a little.
They scare me a little too.
They scare me a little.
But honestly, I was right there with them in the 80s. So
oh, boy.
It also sounds fun.
It does sound fun. They do know how to have fun down there. That's for sure.
They do.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it.
and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll. Cute.
Hi, Tish and Brandy. My name is Sherry, and I'm from Nevada. Congrats, Tish, on getting married. That is amazing. You look absolutely beautiful, and so did you, Brandy. Just absolutely stunning mother-daughter. I wanted to call because I'm going to be turning 30 next month, and I'm starting to feel like all the feels when it comes to turning 30, leaving behind your 20s. Everyone keeps saying that it's just a number, but I keep feeling like it's really easy to put a lot of pressure on ourselves entering this new era. So my question is, if you could go back and give your 29, 30-year-old self a piece of advice, what would it be? Thanks, you two. Love you.
Yeah, what would you tell yourself at 30?
It's all downhill for me.
That's what I was thinking.
But that actually isn't true because I actually loved, I always say 37, 38 was my best year. I think the way I really looked, like I just felt
really,
like, I look back at it and I was like, oh, I looked good then. But honestly, I do love, even though I'm old as the hills, like I love where I'm at in my life because.
Oh, you do.
And maybe this is my answer is like, honestly, I just think I cared about what people thought of me for so long and wanted to make everybody happy, even at my own expense. And I mean, I don't know. I would just say, like, don't sweat the small stuff. And truly, like, you've got, yes, it's so good to make other people happy, but also make sure it's not at your expense. And I just think, too, just not caring what other people think. The best thing about being my age is I honestly don't give a shit. I mean, and honestly, I'm not even just saying that. Like, I can honestly say, like, I do not care what you think of me. Like, I'm actually, for the first time in my life, at 56, I know exactly who I am. Like, at the core, like, who I am. And I don't think I would have, it's a journey. The whole, like 30s to 50s, it is a freaking journey. I mean, because it's like, it is such a, like, as much as like you're an adult, when you're 30, it's mm-hmm. time to get it together. You know, like,
yeah,
it really is for a lot sure. of pressure because your 30s, mm-hmm. like it's you. And, you know, you really have to be responsible for yourself. And it's just a crazy time. But anyway, I would say don't care what other people think and just don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, I would say I feel like at 30, you feel this pressure of I got to get my shit together and I got to start acting like an adult. Right. But my advice is kind of opposite of what you'd probably think. I feel like I would say, fuck it, screw responsibility and live your damn life. Like, take more risks. I don't know. I feel like at 30, like, you start to become like more conservative with your life and your choices. And, oh, I should save my money because you're supposed to have a house and you're supposed to do this. Screw all that. I say, like, live it up. Take some more risks. Like, keep doing like your thing. And it's hard too. Like, when you're like, for me, like, friends are getting married and having kids and like, you feel like that's the trajectory you're supposed to be on, but that's not necessarily true. Like, I think we're brainwashed to think that. And I just don't necessarily, if that's what you want, like, great. But if not, like, it's totally fine to keep like living your life the way you're doing it. And of course, like, you got to grow up a little bit, but I don't know. Like, part of me kind of feels like I'd been like a little more risky with like things like going and living abroad, or, you know, making a choice to make a big move and stuff like that. Whereas like, I feel like at 30, I was like trying to buy my first house and trying to grow up a little bit and trying to save money and trying to do all this stuff. And now at 36, I'm like, fuck it. Take the trip. Buy the horse. Do the horse show. Like, I don't know. So I would say, like, you know, live a little still. Don't like panic too much about growing up, I think.
I do agree about that.
Yeah. Times have changed.
And they've changed huge, because I swear the majority of people, like, in their 20s that I talk to, like, they don't really even think about getting married. Like, that I don't think that they put, it's not that they're not going to be in committed relationships, but I just hear more and more people saying, like I just don't feel a need to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm with my partner, I'm with my partner, but, like, I don't need to feel the need to have a government-issued, like, piece of paper to tell me that we're married and that we have to put our finances together. And like, I really find, like, I feel like in 10 or 15 years, it's just going to be completely different.
I agree. I think so too. I really do. And I also think less people, I don't think they want to have kids in their early 20s like we did. Not that I did, but like I generalize that as like my generation was very much like, yeah, by like 25, I want to have like a kid or two. And like, it's just not like that anymore.
No, it's not at all.
Which I personally think is a great thing, but because the earth is overpopulated anyway. So it is.
It is.
It's overpopulated. But anyway, hopefully that helped. Hopefully that was decent advice from two people who, I don't know if we should be given advice, but we can give it.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. I called you guys with some kind of general anxiety about getting back into old hobbies. I grew up doing musical theatre and I loved it so much, but I haven't done it in years because of, you know, life and jobs and not having enough time, and I miss it. So I decided to audition for a local production, and I was curious if you guys have experienced this, you know, trying something again as an adult that you loved as a kid, and, you know, what that can be like. If you have any fun stories or words of wisdom to offer in that arena, I would love to hear them. Thanks. Love ya.
She's Aussie, yeah?
Very, I think.
Gotta be.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Bran? I feel like you kind of experienced that when you didn't do horses for like, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, more like 5. I mean,
and went back to it.
I did. The thing is, like, I was still kind of young when I got back into it. I was like 24, 25. So still young enough to like pick it right back up pretty quickly, I would say. But I do feel you, you know, even still, like, even though I've been back riding now for like 10 years, oof, old, I still kind of, you know, I don't bounce back the way I used to. Like, I think I said it on YFT, but I actually like had a fall last week at the horse show. And when you fall, like when I was a kid, I would get right back on and ride 10 more horses and I would not be fazed. And now, like, I just don't bounce back the same, and I'm sore for days and I'm tired. And, you know, then the fear creeps in and things like I just didn't experience as a kid. And that can be really hard. And, you know, it's very humbling to go in and show against these 15-year-olds that are kicking my ass. Where, you know, like, whereas when I was 15, I was probably kicking other adults' ass. And that's just part of it. I think, like, you kind of have to just take a slice of humble pie when you're older and you decide to go back to something. Like, you're not going to crush it exactly the same. But if you love it, it doesn't really matter. You should do it anyway. And I think that being an adult and having hobbies is so, so, so important. Kirsten and I talk about this a lot. It's like, you know, it's so easy to get consumed by work, and it's important to have something that you do for you that's not something you make money on and not something that, like, you get anything out of except for just enjoying it. And I think that if musical theater is that for you, I think that's great that you want to get back into it. And I think you definitely should.
I totally agree. Honestly, like, when Dom gets to surf and play tennis, like, it completely changes his mindset. Like, if he's in a bad mood or whatever, like, and he just goes and does something that he loves, like, I see such a change.
Mm-hmm. Mother, maybe you should take up ballet again.
I loved ballet. I really did.
I know.
You know maybe what you I really wish I could do, even though, again, the age thing, like, I'm too old, actually, to do it. But I feel like I'm not. I would love
like,
to be
what
a
is it?
I would love to be a cheerleading coach.
Well, a coach? You could totally be a coach. You're not too old.
I feel like, what if I could be the cheerleading coach for, like, the, who's our hockey team?
The Kings.
I would be great at it.
Mom, why don't you do it? They would
like
a
maybe
TV
like
show
a college,
right there.
Maybe for a college.
Yeah. Like where it's not so many like stunts and shit.
Yeah. Well, college is really stunty.
Oh,
like hard shit.
Well, the LA Kings aren't doing stunts. I'll tell you that right now. The hockey team girls are not doing that. So
maybe because I would like to be like that lady on Cheer.
I was about to say, why don't you call up Monica from Cheer and ask her like how to get into it? I feel like she'd totally hook you up.
That would be fun. Now, did Monica get canceled or could we do it together?
I have no idea. I don't know. But you should be friends with her. She seems fun.
She does seem fun. I mean, if there is one thing that I love, it is dancing and cheerleading.
Oh, I know. That's what I know you do.
I do. I love it.
I know.
I can watch it on TikTok for hours.
Oh, here we go.
I need a TikTok.
I have been telling you this since the pandemic.
It's true. I mean, just in my bedroom, like.
Why don't you do it? All you need is a little selfies tripod, selfie tripod. Set your phone up and hit record. You can do your own TikTok. There's nothing stopping you.
I can see Dom walking in the bedroom and I'm in there giving it.
I say you do it.
Me too.
Never
That's what we were just saying to this girl. YOLO.
I know. YOLO, live your life.
Seriously.
Seriously. Gotta. Okay, well, real quick, we have these two questions. Actually, there might be three. Some DMTs from Instagram that I wanted to read. Let's see. This one's from Elisa. Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Elisa from Paris. Wow. I recently started a new job and I'm supposed to do tons of presentations in front of people. Can be few people and up to 50. The thing is, I hate talking in front of people. I sweat. I get red. My voice sometimes shakes. So I wanted to ask you guys some tips about how to talk in public, how to control a crowd, and what kind of things you do before stepping out into a crowd. Unfortunately, I can't get high before. Thanks.
Getting high is definitely not recommended. But like, honestly,
could be.
I'm the exact same way. It is terrifying to me to stand up and talk. Like, I do the same thing. Like, I literally physically shake. I had to drop out of college because I couldn't finish speech
this
class.
This is true.
Like, I've just always been terrified of that. But here's what I will say. If you would have, like, I've thought about this. Like, if I had to get up, if I absolutely had to do it like this, I think I would just start by saying, just so you guys know, I'm an absolute nervous wreck. Because I always think like when you say it out loud, like for some reason, you immediately feel better. I would just like own it and be like, oh my gosh, like I'm a nervous wreck, but whatever. Just like they make it funny. But I always think it would be the best to start out and have people ask you questions. Because if people are asking me questions, I'm not as nervous as I'm just setting up there having to give a speech like for 10 minutes with no time to kind of stop and pause and collect yourself. So I feel like if you say, I'm going to start this off with like a question answer, it gives you a second to take a breather while they're asking you the question. You know, I just always thought if I could do that and kind of ease myself into the whatever I have to say, that's the way I would do it.
Okay. It's good advice.
It's so crazy. I've thought about this, but I have.
You know what's weird is I used to be so terrified of speaking in front of people, like in high school and in school doing speeches was like, I was a straight A student except when it came to speeches. Like I always you know, just wasn't good at that and was always so nervous. And I don't, like, I can't remember a pinpoint in time where, like, it all changed. But I do think, like, speaking on camera so much helped me get over that. And, like, doing stuff on camera, which is a bit different because it's not in front of a crowd, right? You're, like, staring at a camera, which is different. But some things that I do remember people telling me when I was nervous is definitely one thing that I used to do a lot is if you're talking to a crowd, instead of looking at people directly, look just above their heads, like focus on like just above their heads so that it still looks like you're engaging and looking at them. But that way you're not have to like really looking at anybody's facial yeah. expressions and or like anything like that, because that's intimidating. So like that's a good thing to know. And then also I had a friend that was nervous about speaking in front of people, and he used to keep a paperclip in his pocket, and he would just kind of fidget with the paperclip and like unbend it and bend it back. And he said it kind of gave his mind something, or his hand something to do to keep his mind off the fact that he was giving a speech or something. I don't know. So I do feel like there's some tricks like that you can implement too, where like I fidget with my hands a lot when I'm talking, like I'm doing it right now. So if you kind of put something in your pocket to give your hand something to do, I think it is helpful. Because that's always the hardest thing. Like, what do you do with your hands when you're talking to people? So having props is nice. I feel like that's a good distraction for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like if there's a mic set up, instead of putting it on a mic stand, I would hold it, because that gives me like a distract, something to do with my hand. And it's like a prop. And like, I don't know, things like that really help me.
You are really good at public speaking.
I don't know how I got this way, because I used to be really bad.
I cannot do it. It's just too, I can't. But I have thought at the spur of the moment, if I had to do something, I think I would just like do the old question answer. What's our next one?
I'm just reading all her things and trying to think if there's anything else. Also, it's very important to breathe. When I get nervous, like if I'm like, because that's the first thing people do when they get nervous is you hold your breath and you don't even realize it. And if I am nervous about horse showing or something, like before, like when I'm warming up or before I go in, I just tell myself like my brain needs oxygen. So I'm going to do my deep breathing. I forget what they call it, but like the and it's not square breathing, but something where you like you breathe in for 5 seconds and you hold it for a few seconds and then you let it out and then you hold the out for a few seconds. Yeah, whatever it is, like it's a good breathing exercise, because the deeper breaths and more breathing you're doing, the more oxygen your brain is getting, which means you're going to perform better when your brain has more oxygen. So if you are nervous beforehand, I would just do that, and you can focus on your breathing instead of focusing on how nervous you are.
Very true.
Okay, let's do one more. This one is from Jordan Smith. Can y'all help me think of a good housewarming gift for my in-laws? What do you get someone that already has everything and doesn't need another decanter or mugs or glasses or blanket, etc.? Would love some ideas that don't break the bank. Thanks.
I always love picture frames.
It's a good one.
I always feel like you could use a picture frame, right?
Picture frames are good. I think if you're close enough with them that you could like put pictures in it already for them.
Yes.
I always think that's great, because people, including myself, I always have the best intentions of like, oh, I'm going to get that framed, or I'm going to frame this.
Yep.
And then I just never get around to it. So if you are close enough with them that like you had photos of them, you could go ahead and print and put in frames and give to them already done. I think that's really, really great. Another cute idea could be like plants or succulents. If they don't have much of that.
I love getting a plant as a gift.
Mm-hmm. Or even just like a pot to put a plant in. Like even just like a, what do you call them? Pots? Like a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Planter.
Like a planter, exactly. Like whenever I go on trips, if I'm looking for stuff to bring back for people, like I love getting little like planter pots for plants to give to people from different places that I've traveled to.
I love that as a gift.
I love that.
I do, but I think put a plant in it, because there's no one that cannot love a plant.
That's true. And a lot of people, like, I don't know, if you don't think you're a plant person, you don't buy yourself plants, but like everybody likes them in the house.
They do.
Like, I've never met anybody that's like, no, I don't want a plant in my house. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. And I would so much rather, you know, get that as flowers, because you like plants you keep forever.
Yeah.
If you have a green thumb like me.
I'm not sure that I do, but Yeah. Well, all right. That was great. That was good, DRMT.
Oh, we're done?
Well-rounded.
It was well-rounded.
Yeah.
Was
that I'll stone you on a scale of 1 to 10.
Pretty sound.
I can tell.
Yeah.
LOL. You got any baked goods?
Do I?
I don't think you do. I'm on the order history. What are you? Why are you not buying shit? That's not like you.
No.
What have you been doing?
I'm not, but I did. I'm just order. So I have been. Okay. So we'll do high design. It is okay. So much harder for me to do my house than do someone else's. I just cannot take it. But anyway, in my kitchen sitting room area, I have 4 chairs around this round, low coffee table. That's like a white oak table, and it's so pretty, and I love it. And then I also have a room with like this cloud couch, but it also has not similar at all, like this really long rectangle, almost block of wood, but it is like a wood table in front of the couch. So in my more formal living room, which isn't formal at all, it's very casual. I guess I should just say big. I literally had this other couch and another table in front of it. And I'm like, I'm so tired of just doing the couch and a table. So I was like, I'm just going to get an ottoman. I was looking for the right size. No one had the right size, but I finally found one on Article. And it was only like $500. And it was the perfect size square, but it's like an off-white. And I mean, I love that with the couch I have in there. The couch is like, what color would you call that? It's not rust. It's more like a...
No.
Like it's a almost, copper almost.
Yeah, like more copper, but less orange.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is the prettiest color. I forget what it was really called. It was called like something salmon, I think. Like some... like
oh. Yeah, like it's more like pinkish, right?
It has a very pink undertone.
Yeah.
But also like... not. I don't know. It's just, I know. It's weird.
It is hard to explain.
And then I have it on this like really, this like wool shaggy rug to feel like the 70s. I was wondering, would it be cool to recover the Article ottoman in black leather and then like even add some like brassy grommets?
That would definitely change the vibe in there a bit.
I know. I kind of love it instead of it, because my whole house is very neutral with white oak.
It is.
And I'm wondering if that room could go a little more true 70s. Because like with the shag rug and the color of this couch, I could see it going really 70s with a black leather ottoman.
I think that could be really cool.
But will it take the room too dark? I don't think.
I don't think so. I think the room is big enough that it won't do that.
Uh-huh. And what do you think? You remember how we used to put like a brass grommet around things? Should I put a black grommet on it?
I think so.
I mean, a brass grommet. I think it'd be cool with the couch. Yeah.
I do too.
It feels a little like dated, but I think that's what I like about it.
Well, everything that's dated is going to come back in eventually.
Yeah. I'd love to do like a distressed black leather.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
It'd be sick.
I love leather pieces in the home.
I really do too. And I'm going to have to show you the one I found, but I will put it up. It's such a sick ottoman. And maybe I just do the top of it like this, where it is just 6 big blocks that are tufted. And it's like, it's the same thing. Like the Article has a base and then like a pillow top on it, but they're attached, and it's the same kind of the same way this is. We're going to put it up and just show y'all how sick this ottoman is. So maybe no grommets and just do a tuft.
That could be cool too.
Yeah.
Cute. I love Article.
Me too. They're great and inexpensive.
I know.
They are very affordable.
Yeah.
We love you, Article.
We do.
Yeah, I do. We've done a lot, you know, with Article pieces, and they always look amazing.
Yeah.
They have some great leather chairs. Okay, well, love you.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
All right, stoners, we love you so much. Keep calling in, leaving us your DRMT voicemails. Also, like I said before, If you either don't want to call in and have your voice heard, or if you're out of the country and can't call that number, you can send us a question on our Instagram account at Sorry We're Stoned and just send us a DM, either with a voice recording or just a typed out question. We can also read those on the show too. And we love DMT and we can't do the show without it. So make sure you ask.
Awesome. We'll talk to y'all next week.
You always zone so bad when I give my little spiel about DMT.
I know, always. But I mean,
oh boy.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. And I gotta go. So
I gotta go too. Love you. Bye.
Love y'all. Bye.
I'm going to go watch The Crowded Room or Virgin River.
Start Virgin River. I know you're going to love it.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it first. Okay, you're right. Good. I could use a little more light instead of another dark show.
Something else that's dark.
Yeah.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.